And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Lyndon Johnson. 7 days ago, we woke to news that the 15 sailors and marines freed by Iran would be allowed to sell their stories. Over the next few days, the decision was reversed, and tomorrow, the Defence Secretary Des Brown will address the Commons about why. That doesn't, though, tell the whole story, since there's more to say about the newspapers themselves. The New York Times wondered if the whole saga was a parable for modern Britain. The former Europe editor for Time magazine, James Geary, last appeared on BH to defend the campaigning style of the tabloids. Have his views changed?
I would like to apologise to the listeners of Broadcasting House. On this programme, on the 3rd of December of last year, I made mildly positive comments about the British tabloid press. I said that at their best, the tabs retained something of good old-fashioned muckraking about them. I even placed tabloid journalists in the great campaigning tradition of radical pamphleteers like Thomas Paine and John Wilkes. I realize now this was a mistake. In light of the sad split between William and Kate and the shameful sale of the captured sailors' stories, I now accept that the tabs are, in fact, squalid little rags concerned solely with their own circulation figures. I further accept that tabloid editors are scheming hypocrites who cloyingly mourn the end of Prince William's romance while conveniently sidestepping their own role in the collapse of that relationship, and that tabloid journalists are reckless sociopaths prepared to bully and bribe Britain's heroic members of the armed forces in their crazed chase after the latest scoop. Frankly, I don't know how I could have gotten things so wrong. Like so many others, I guess I was just blinded by the secret, sordid details of other people's lives. The royal family's tap telephone calls, the erotic indiscretions of minor television personalities, the close-up shots of celebrity cellulite. I'm glad the universal revulsion that greeted the Cash for Captive scandal and the genuine outpouring of grief over Prince William's broken romance mean we're not going to let the tabloids force-feed us this kind of drivel anymore. I, for one, look forward to the first unauthorized tabloid revelations about William's next relationship, when the British people will turn from newsstands in disgust at pictures of the young prince stumbling from a nightclub with some leggy blonde on his arm. And I can't wait until the tabs cough up a substantial sum for the memoirs of the next unfortunate soul to be caught in the fleeting glare of publicity, when readers won't even have the time of day for some otherwise ordinary person's 15 minutes of fame. They might as well cancel Big Brother, Fame Academy, and The Apprentice right now. The British people are fed up. They just aren't going to take it anymore. Gordon Brown, the country's probable next prime minister, said it himself yesterday in The Guardian. I think we're moving from this period when celebrity matters, when people have become famous for being famous, he said. It is a remarkable culture where people appear on television and are famous simply for the act of appearing on television. But I've somehow got more faith in the essential decency of the British people, that they want to talk about big and important issues in a way that does justice to them. I realize now, we would all be better off without the tabs. Who needs them pushing the boundaries of freedom of the press anyway, forcing us to constantly weigh the trade-offs between the public's right to know and the individual's right to privacy? Who needs them blurring the line between news, comment, and gossip, spurring everyone who cares about being informed to think even harder for themselves? And who needs them always slaking our thirst for scandal, so rudely confronting us with the very worst angels of our nature? I'm through with the nasty little tabs. I take back all the things I said in December. I agree with Gordon Brown. Enough of this fame for fame's sake, this mad pursuit of celebrity. It's time to talk about the biggest and most important issue of our day, house prices.
James Geary, former Europe editor for Time magazine and author of The World in a Phrase, A History of the Aphorism. It's approaching 9:45. We'll turn to the Sunday Press Review now. Broadcaster Brian Hayes has made radio programmes for 50 years from his native Australia. He pioneered a much imitated style in the UK. He's been named on the Radio Roll of Honour at the Sony Awards and has a passion for opera and is not snooty about television. Katinka Barish is chief economist at the Centre for European Reform. She's an observer of Russian affairs and has acted as an